Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Nick Wright has been spreading this propaganda all across the country for quite some time now, and a lot of you have been eating it up. And I get it. Hey, the Chiefs were running laps around everybody. We went back and we found this audio. You guys are going to trip out about this. This was exactly 10 months ago to the day that Nick Wright went on his very popular television show. Shout out to Nick, Danny, Kevin Wilds, Chris Broussard, the whole crew. Great people. Love them all. Nick was saying this at the beginning of the year about the Chiefs.
And here's how the Chiefs seasons work. It starts in the AFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. If they go 0-1 that year, they have massive changes. It's happened twice. Once they fired the defensive coordinator after going 0-1 in 2018, and once they traded Tyreek Hill after going 0-1 in 2021. If they go 1-1, win the AFC Championship game, losing the Super Bowl, they look at the team and say which unit needs to be overhauled, and they fix it. That happened in 2020 when they went 1-1, and they changed their offensive line. And if they go 2-0, they hold a parade.
It wasn't that long ago that, boy, we used to laugh at these regular season games. Oh, the regular season doesn't matter. Why do you overreact? I can't believe you guys do this in the regular season. This is just practice. How many times, Rob, have we had the conversation about the Chiefs holding back plays for the postseason? We were just doing this 2-3 weeks ago. I mean, you know the Chiefs aren't using their real plays. Come on now, people. You know I ain't lying on this. 913-586-7965. We've been saying some crazy stuff about the NFL regular season. I mean, you know the Chiefs don't start trying until November. These games don't matter. They're just extended preseason. We're everybody's Super Bowl. We've been talking crazy about the regular season. Fast forward to this Sunday. Even Nick's got a tinge of worry in his voice.
But a literal and definitive double must win.
Wow.
It is a must win for the Chiefs for obvious reasons. They, in order to guarantee they make the postseason, they have to go 7-0. But to almost guarantee it, they have to go 6-1. So they probably have one loss to play with. So they are truly in must win territory now the remainder of the season. Nick, why would the Colts be on there after all those amazing things Bruce said while Greg was the Amen Choir over here? Well, I don't know if you've been watching the Colts that closely, America, but they haven't looked like they did the first couple months since before Halloween. The last few weeks, they've been leaking a little oil.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Chiefs have a playoff game on Sunday at Arrowhead. They're not going to have any home playoff games in January this year. Oh, they got home playoff games in November and December this year at Arrowhead. This is a playoff game. No, from a mathematics standpoint, the Chiefs are not eliminated if they lose this game. And you are right. They got to probably go 6-1. They could lose the one and then rattle off 6 in a row. I don't know if you can keep predicting a team that is 500 or slightly under 500 is now one day going to wake up and then go 6-0 down the stretch. In my opinion, if the Chiefs lose on Sunday, I don't know how you can predict them to go 3-0 against Denver, Los Angeles, and Houston. They have not won all three of those games at any point this season. They might go 2-1 in those three games. I don't know how you can predict them to go 3-0 when it comes to those games. So it's a little bit of fun. And you guys know my feeling towards Nick. That's my brother. I love Nick with my whole heart. But Nick has been a little arrogant when it comes to the Chiefs. And I get it. They've been the absolute best. I think everybody has gotten a little bit arrogant when it comes to the Chiefs for the last couple of seasons. And it's easy to do that when you've been the best. And the Chiefs might still end up getting to everywhere they want to go. But for the first time, in the regular season at least, man, the Chiefs are in a real fight every single week. There is no, oh, well, they were just holding play. No, empty the playbook is what you need to be doing. This is an absolute must-win, desperation, gotta-have-it kind of game. And I feel like we've said that two, maybe three times this season. We can't keep pushing the can back. Oh, well, I mean, now they just got to win these four games and then they'll make the postseason. Man, we are a week away from Thanksgiving. A week away. They're 500. The Chiefs' entire lot in life can change in the next 7 days. Entire lot in life can change. Regardless of how you feel right now, whether you think people are overreacting, maybe you think it's over with Kansas City, maybe you're playing the wait and see, we will have all of the answers that we need to have with the Kansas City Chiefs at 7 o'clock next Thursday. If the Chiefs are 7-5, I would say for the most part, crisis averted. You beat a top five team at home. Dallas is, I don't know if Dallas is good, but I don't think Dallas is bad. And I think on the road in a short week, and I know it's not technically Thursday night football, but it's Thursday afternoon football. We all know that weird things can happen. If the Chiefs can figure out a way to win these next 2 weeks and they get 11 days to just woosah, spend time with family, and come back rested, refocused for a home game against the Houston Texans, the entire mood of the city will be different. Hey, we back. Look, they got three of their next four at home. They got divisional games. It's going to be cold. We're back at Arrowhead, and our home field advantage is going to push us the rest of the way. We always talk about the double tap with Kansas City. And, Rob, we've talked about that in a single game situation with the Chiefs. How if you got the Chiefs down and you got a chance to kick them down, you got to keep them down. Right now, the AFC is looking at the Indianapolis Colts as a chance to potentially end the season for the Kansas City Chiefs in the 2025 season. They got a chance. The Chiefs cannot afford to lose more AFC games. They just can't. That's going to be an important tiebreaker that they're going to need. I know people keep talking about the Bills tiebreaker and Jacksonville's tiebreaker. Man, one of the tiebreakers is divisional games. And right now, Los Angeles has not lost a game in the division, and the Chiefs have lost games in the division. And the other one is record in the AFC. The Chiefs cannot afford to keep losing games to other teams in the AFC. This is the urgency that you put when you didn't take care of your business in September the way that they didn't take care of business, or in October, or whenever they haven't taken care of business. So I'm looking at it like, man, the Chiefs season feels like it's down to 1 week. They got two games over the next 1 week, and if they can figure it out, then I think they're good and you can exhale a little bit. But I think we all are waiting to see how the Chiefs are going to respond. I thought they were going to respond well last week against the Broncos. They scored 19 points in the most important game of the season.
Listen, I understand why Nick and fans kind of felt about the preseason comments for a long time. I never subscribed to it, or at least no one on this show subscribed to it. I remember I made fun of people for the idea they were secret plays for Josh Gordon. I just thought he was washed. Guess what? He was washed. Like, I don't think the Chiefs may take the regular season as important as others, but I didn't think they took it like a preseason game. But that whole narrative, that whole propaganda, that whole thought process is absolutely dead and gone, because the Chiefs usually turn it on in November. If you're the kind of person that feels like they took the regular season like a preseason, they do usually flip a switch when it gets post-Halloween. Once all the candy is out of your house, the Chiefs turn it on. Well, since the candy has turned out of your been churned out of your house in 2025, the Chiefs have not exactly bathed themselves in glory in November. They lost to Buffalo. They then lost to Denver. Two. A team that you view as a threat in the AFC and a team that you view as a threat in the AFC West. Now you're playing a new school, a new money threat in the AFC, in the Indianapolis Colts. If you are not taking the regular season serious, if you are holding back plays, if you are trying to play the long game and not get, you know, too bogged down the minutia of a regular season game, don't worry about the other one, because at 5-6, I do not know that the Chiefs are a playoff team. They can be. They can make a run. I don't know. But if you're 5-6 and you are about to cut your Thanksgiving turkey, you are in a real uphill battle. So the idea that the regular season is all some sort of charade the Chiefs play just because they have to is nonsense to me. It's time to lock in and go now.
Yeah, 100%. And I guess to the point, I think it sounds like you and I agree. I think people are waiting for the Chiefs to flick the light switch. You don't start flicking the light switch on December 15th. It's too late then at that point. You know what I mean? Like, you need to flick it this week. You need to flick it on November 22nd. November 23rd is when the light switch needs to be on if you're the Kansas City Chiefs and you're a 500 football team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.